So now, powerful words, words that will influence people. Because it's not always what you say, it's how you say it. But however, in some cases, it could be certain words that can be a negative trigger. And so I'm going to go through first the powerful words, and then I'll go into some dangerous words you want to be cautious or avoid or be aware of that may come up in your conversations. So the words that you use can create that priming effect, that train of thought. And also what's called presuppose or presuppositions, where you're talking in a way of solutions or outcomes or as if they're involved. So the first word is when, W-H-E-N, when. So when you're part of our team, you will have the coaching and training. And it's not if you're part of our team, if you're part of our team, because if implies they may not. When you're part of our team means they will be part of your team, or it means these are the results you're going to get when you're part of our team. So it can mean both of those. It's just a matter of you talking in a way that starts to get their imagination and priming them to think about being part of your team and being already as a team member. So when you get your license, you'll be able to, when you get your license, not if you get your license, it's when you get your license. So using the word when and not if is presupposing an outcome and results. And you just sprinkle that. If they have a question, a concern, how soon can I start getting commission or sell? Well, when you get your license, and then you start to, again, add that into there. Not get your license and this will happen. It's when you get your license, which presupposes they are going to get it. So another powerful word to use, and there's a lot of them. These are just a handful that I want you to start to practice and be aware of. The next word is imagine. Because you can tell someone, giving someone a check because they're going to retire, maybe there was a health issue and they need the money, that they had the policy to cover it. You can give someone a check and it's going to be rewarding. That's okay. However, if you use imagine, it doesn't sound as if you're trying to sell them on the idea or the feeling. You're just having them imagine, which when they do imagine, they're going to have to go through the process and be primed to have that feeling or to think about that feeling or to experience it. So it would sound something like, imagine the feeling of giving a family a check to help take care of their loved one, or because of an injury, or because they're retired and now they need and want the money. So imagine the feeling of giving the family a check. Imagine the feeling. So just adding that in there engages their imagination, and it doesn't sound as if you're trying to influence them or sell them on the idea. Now the next word, we. We is as if you're working together or you're going to be a team. And you can say it as simple as that. Yeah. When you're part of the team, we will work together. We as in you and them, or it could also imply that we as in you and your team. It doesn't matter. Now they're searching for the meaning, and this is called a transderivational search. And no matter what, if they think about you and your team or you and that person, they've thought about it both ways, and they're already being primed to thinking about it in a way as an outcome of them being part of the team. Next word is now. Now gets them into the present, and is also a matter of taking action. So now is a great time to join our company or join our team. Now is a perfect time for you. Now is a perfect time. So if I say now is a perfect time, it gets you back into the present and makes you think about now, in the moment, being present, and the message you're hearing is for the present. So it's a way of, if a person is just kind of daydreaming, or maybe they're not, you want them to be present and to experience this as something of value. You just say, now is a perfect time to join our company, join our team. So sprinkle the word now into it, into your conversations. The last one I want to share with you is realize. So you can tell somebody, come to the meetings, you're going to learn a lot of great information about the company. You can soften it by creating awareness of what they're going to experience by using the word realize. When you come to a few meetings, you're going to realize how great this company is and the opportunity. You're going to realize. So it softens it, and it creates an expectation and a suggestion that after a few meetings, they're going to have this aha moment. If you haven't now, but after a few meetings, you're going to have this, you're going to realize what a great company, what a great team you're part of. And also presupposes what a great company and a great team you're a part of, not you might be a part of, or if you're a part of, it's you're a part of, as if they signed up and they're the team, even though they haven't filled out the paperwork yet. So realize. Next, we're going to cover dangerous words, because just like they're powerful words that will prime them and get them to thinking and getting more yeses and being part of the company, being part of your team, there are words you want to be cautious with, because those words can distract and derail the message. So next, dangerous words.